It's hour number two of Blues Before Sunrise.
To the land of the beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Wanna see Nan Nan, my pa Ran, Suzanne, and my ma and pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras. I've been to Cuba, South American way. I've been to Europe, Mexico, it's okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my thrill below the Mason-Dixon line. Going back home, Tina, never, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. The beautiful queen. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
It's Joe Liggins and the Honey Drippers from April 1950, and going back to New Orleans. It gets us started on hour number two of Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and this is Winoni Harris.
Gone and put me down. She said I'd played out and she still feels like playing around. She's got the same bag of tricks and she's added two or three more. She's got the same bag of tricks, she's added two or three more. She tries them out on me soon as I hit the front door. You know I love to play, got a neighbor doing all right. You know I love to play, I've got a name for doing all right. Well, a 60-minute man means nothing than that gal's eyesight. Thank you. but I swear I can't make it every night. She's my playful baby, but maybe I'm glad she's gone. She's my playful baby, but maybe I'm glad she's gone. 'Cause if I stay around much longer, I know I might do something wrong. Precious lips to mine. Take me in your arms and soothe me. Press your luscious lips to mine. Make me understand you love me. Love me, love me all the time. Baby, show me. Make me know I thrill you so. Show me, baby, show me. Make me know I thrill you so. Put your loving arms around me. I'll wade through water, walk through fire, if I only know I'm your one desire. Pet me, baby, like a mother does her baby child. Squeeze me, baby, until my love starts running wild. Let your shoulder be my pillow and your arms my cradle of love. Let your shoulder be my pillow and your arms my cradle of love. And when I whisper to you, darling, there'll always be words of love.
Thank you. government's gonna put me out. Well, rule, rule, rule your house. Don't let nobody put you out. Rule, rule, rule your house. Don't let nobody put you out. Long as I pay the rent, and a woman's gonna put me out.
Tears of joy will be falling like precious drops of rain, and tears of joy will fill my eyes when you come home again. Empty arms will once more hold you. The flame of
yeah, there's Etta James for the Bahari Brothers, 1956, and Tears of Joy rounding out the set. We started with Winoni Harris from July 1951, My Playful Baby's Gone. Then from that same session by Winoni, Luscious Woman was the name of it, both of those for the King label. We listened to Chuck Willis and I Rule My House for the CBS label, June 1951. And then Etta James and Tears of Joy. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Here's Fats Domino.
Cry no more. Oh. Take it easy for a while. time is gone.
Thank you.
was 4:30 in the morning. Baby came back home. It was 4:30 in the morning. Baby came back home. She said, I'm sorry. Take me back where I belong.
Hey, there's Sonny Thompson to round out a set. 4:30 in the morning, December 1952. I didn't know Sonny Thompson sang. It wasn't Sonny. It was Rufus Beecham on the vocals. Rounds out our set. Let's go to the top. We went to 1954, Fats Domino, and You Done Me Wrong. Then Little Caesar from the year 1952, and Move Me. His real name was Harry Caesar. I don't recall the last time we played anything by him. We used to play him all the time, and I always mentioned that after his recording career sort of panned out, after rhythm and blues faded from the scene, he actually became an actor. He'd do a lot of bit parts, and I remember the one that I always remember was Emperor of the North with Lee Marvin and Ernest Borgnine, Keith Carradine. Remember that? A Depression-era film, guys hoboing on the train, and the fireman in the locomotive was Harry Caesar. He wasn't the engineer, but he was the fireman. After Little Caesar, we listened to Ann Cole and Easy, Easy Baby. That was the original from January 1956. That's where Magic Sam got it. Then we listened to Ace Harris on the Hub label. Whoever had this originally really liked it because it's sort of beat up. Shorty's Got to Go from 1945, and that brought us around to Sonny Thompson. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm Steve Cushing. We'll change the pace now. From small band R&B, let's go back for some pre-war recordings. And here's one of Chicago's favorite. It's Pine Top Smith.
I've been hanging around here for the last 5 years. Y'all don't seem to recognize old Pine Top Smith. Now every time that y'all catch old Pine Top drunk, any piano player around here can take my place. Now my gal told me no longer than yesterday that some money had to come her way. Now while I sing this verse, don't you all think that I'm through, but kind of listen to what I'm going to say to you. I used to have something, I ain't never had much, but now I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend because it might be to your sorrow. You can be up today, you know, and you can be down tomorrow. Because I used to have something and I ain't never had much. But right now I ain't got nothing at all. I never had exactly what I'd like to have with people not in Four Pine Top's life. But I bet a man that I've had my share of trouble and of strife. Now someday a good thing is going to come my way. All of you all can watch and you're going to see. Now just like I'm sitting on here picking the piano for y'all tonight, sometime they're going to have to pay to see me. Because I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend, because it might be to your sorrow. You can be up today, you know, and you can be down tomorrow. Because I used to have something, because I ain't never had much. Right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Hear me talking to you? I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. Don't think because that you fly so high, you don't never have to fall. And don't mistreat a friend, cause it might be to your sorrow. You'll be up today, knowing it'll be down tomorrow, cause I used to have something, and I ain't never had much. But right now, I ain't got nothing at all. No, sir.
Stomp it, boy, stomp it, stomp it.
Above imagination, how I love and you do hate you, but gee, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. There is something funny about you, makes me love and yet I doubt you, but gee, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. Now you rub my head, you hold my hand, I used to think you meant it, but I done found out it's make-believe, and I ain't nowhere in it, no. I can't quit you, for I have tried it. You got me jealous, and I can't hide it, but gee, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. Yes, yes, way it now. Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody cut that rug there. You ever heard that old word, ladies and gentlemen? Do it with rhythm, y'all. Yeah, It's above imagination how I love and used to hate you. But see, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. There is something funny about you. Makes me love and yet I doubt you. But see, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. Now you rub my head, you hold my hand. I used to think you meant it, but I done found out that it's made me leave. And I ain't no well in it. Whoa, I can't quit you, for I have tried it. You got me jealous and I can't hide it. But gee, I know it's a heck of a how do you do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, there's one I don't believe I've ever played before. That's Tampa Red from March 1938, a tune called A Heck of a How Do You Do. Tampa on guitar and vocal. I don't know who the rest of the players were. They suggested it may be Blind John. Well, yeah, maybe. Tampa to round out the set. We started with Pine Top Smith, January 1929, and Now I Ain't Got Nothing at All. Then we listened to Lonnie Johnson. He was there on guitar, an instrumental, Steppin' on the Blues from April 1927. Lonnie Johnson guitar, John Irby piano, and that brought us around to Tampa Red. And that brings us around to our Ethel Waters session for this week. If you've been listening all along, I guess we did it all last year, and we'll see how far into this year it carries us. This is session number 48. It's done for the Brunswick label in New York City. Again, as has been the trend the last, oh, I don't know, a half year or so in her career, this is 1933, and it started in 1931, I believe. She started playing with little white jazz combos and would go into the studio with Dorsey, Tommy Dorsey, also Benny Goodman on a couple of sides. But the fact that she's now not singing hardcore blues, but she's singing pop tunes. And again, it wasn't that everybody had deserted the blues. Everybody who sang blues was not making records. Any of the classic blues singers, even the popular ones who were in the studio, were having a hard time making records. I think Ida Cox, the last commercial recording she made in the 20s was 1928, and Clara and all of the rest of them were crashing out. Alberta Hunter actually went over to Europe, and she also was singing pop tunes. And that's what Ethel's doing here. This is July 18th of 1933. Two sides, Don't Blame Me and Shadows on the Swanee. Ethel Waters, session number 48.
Ever since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love, like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Don't blame for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me. If that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love, you got to blame that kiss, 'cause it's sweet as any kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't shadows on this morning. In the evening by the moonlight, lovers everywhere, how I wish that I were there among those shadows on the Swanee, just to sing a southern ballad neath a southern sky, as I did in days gone by. Why did I wander so far away from all my sweetheart scenes? Never thought that I'd be lonesome, but now I know just what it means. Longing, how I'm longing to be walking with my sweetie. Then there'd be two more shadows on the Swanee shore. Why ain't I sleeping? All my thoughts are leaping. There's a craving deep in me. Feel so forsaken, I just lie awakened. Through a sleepless night, I see shadows on that Swanee. Getting back to some old shadows on that Swanee. And there'd be two more shadows on that Swanee shore.
All right, it wasn't blues, but actually I like that. That was pretty nifty little arrangements there. Ethel Waters, session number 48 in her career, July 18th, 1933, for the Brunswick label. Don't Blame Me, and then Shadows on the Swanee. And among the band players, the only one listed here is Tommy Dorsey. We'll do another one next week. We hope you'll be around to hear it. Right now, it's time for our vintage gospel set, and we'll start the gospel set this week with the Middle Georgia Singing Convention. This goes back to December 1930. It's called Bells of Love.
I want to give y'all a lecture this morning from this subject, Pay Your Furniture Man. I'm of the opinion that we are preaching too much, going to help them on flower beds of ease, and then won't pay your just debt. Why don't you pay your furniture man? I'll tell you what I see every day of my life. Little children trained up to be liars while they are sent to the door. Meet the furniture man, tell him I'm not here. And there are too many people at home and gone when the furniture man comes. Let me tell you something. You ought to pay your furniture man. Now there is Sister Norma. I know she haven't paid her furniture bill, I don't expect, this week.
Yes, but I promise him I'd pay it all right next week, you
see. Yes, there's too much promising that I pay him next week, making it all right with the man. But you want to pay your furniture bill. You know yours.
Yes.
And why don't you pay your furniture bill?
Yes.
Now, there's a Brother Davis. I see a brass bed down at his home worth about $150. Don't expect you paid on it this week.
Also, Brother Pastor, I went in home.
No, always gone. There's too much going away.
Yes.
And I know you was at home.
Yes.
You ought to pay your furniture bill.
Yes.
I just see the truck's going all over this town, carrying furniture back. Why people have got that furniture and moved, and finally they found them and had to take it back.
Yes.
You ought to pay your furniture bill.
Yes.
And you being old, it doesn't excuse you. You do to pay your furniture bills. There's Brother Steele by his barbershop. He's got barber chairs and other furniture in there. Don't expect he paid on them this month.
I'm going to pay it, though, Brother Pat.
Yes, you're going to pay it. I know. There's going to be two things done. You either going to pay it or they're going to take it out of there.
Nobody.
And you, the very cause so many men now can't get furniture because you won't pay your furniture bill. And there's a poor Sister Judd. I don't know if she paid us. I don't expect she has.
Well, the Lord knows I do the best I can.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, the Lord knows. Now, ain't no need you breaking down there about what the Lord knows. I know, too.
Yes,
and the furniture man know you haven't paid your furniture bill.
Yes,
there's a whole lot of things you try to count to the Lord. You ought to see me, I can tell you.
Yes.
You don't have to go and see the Lord. You won't know where you get to heaven and won't pay your just debt. I can tell you, no.
Right.
You won't know if you can get to heaven and don't love your brother and sister. You don't have to ask the Lord. You just ask me, no. Somebody won't pay your past time. You won't pay nothing. Why don't you pay your furniture man?
Yes.
Why don't you pay?
Yes.
You know you are.
Yes.
Why don't you pay the bill?
Ah,
you get furniture, you get these fine rugs, and put them in your house. And I mean everybody.
Yes.
I mean everybody that owe their furniture bill, your fear.
I have trials and tribulations. I've been duped and I've been scorned. Soon my trials will be over. Someday to grow strong.
just what you would have your child to be. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, sometime I'm up. Oh, Lord, sometime I'm down. And then I'm just level to the ground. And yet I'm climbing, climbing all round by round. Lord, you know I've tried. Been free from doubt within. Oh, good Lord, I've tried. Oh, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Lord, I wanna hide myself in thee. Tempest, way out of life, see. Lord, you know I've tried. Oh, yes, I've tried.
Yeah, there are the early soul stirrers from 1946, years way before Sam Cooke, when R.H. Harris was running things. Lord, I've tried, the soul stirrers. We started the gospel set with the Middle Georgia Singing Convention from December of 1930 and Bells of Love. Then the Reverend J.M. Gates, Pay Your Furniture Man, from August of 1928. And we heard the Sensational Nightingales, Julius Cheeks, doing a lot of shouting there. Somewhere to Lay My Head from the year 1955, and that brought us to the Soul Stirrers. That's our gospel set, It's Blues Before Sunrise, Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. What we're going to do right now is pause for station ID, and then we'll be back with our number three of our program. Hang around.